You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. At the core of who you are a genius at the core, at the center of who you are as a soul, as a divine being. You are a genius at that core. What happens in life when you're a kid, and very early on it happens, you start picking up all this dirt from life. And what you don't do is drop it. You get dirt on you from something bad happening to you, or something bad you've done to someone, or some bad situation you witnessed. You pick this dirt up and you carry it around and you say, this is my dirt. This is who I am. That plane crash I saw, that awful thing I saw happen in my home, that abuse that I've taken, that thing that I did to someone else, that's who I am. That's me. I did that. And you own that dirt, and you get a sense of who you are through that dirt. And that dirt obscures the purity of who you really are. Because you were placed here, you came here to witness life as it is. You came in a pure form. And the truth is that nothing that you see or do or feel in life can really dirty up the divine being that you are, the spiritual life that you have. And so from a practical standpoint of view, none of the baggage you have defines who you are as long as you let it. If you let the baggage you have define who you are, which most of us do, then the baggage you have will define who you are. So the idea is to live a pure life, because genius comes out of purity. Genius comes out of that childlike creativeness of looking at the world with wonder and saying, wow, what is this? What can this do? That childlike wonder of not being scared of what's going to happen, of not worrying about the results of what happens, but just picking things up and messing around with them and seeing what happens. That's where genius comes out of, that childlike, pure vision of the world where anything's possible and a desire to learn about how the world works. The baggage we pick up, the impurities that we let go to our soul, those get in the way of genius. I've seen these for myself. I had a ton of baggage, and I thought just because I got good test scores and because I could do things easily and learn them easily in life, I thought that meant I was a genius. And I was always a genius at the core. But if you look back at my work before I started going through the steps I show you, this 28-day program I put together for you, before I started doing this in my own life, it was very hard to look at anything I'd done and see where there was any genius in it. I was more just following along with the story in my head and the story the world had for me. Genius comes from that childlike point of view where you don't have a story. You just look around at the world and do things. And that's where original creativity comes out of. That pure, fresh look at life. Is seeing the computer as if you've seen it for the first time and not remembering and not being burdened by those thousands of times you've seen it before and the thought that you know exactly how it already works. So genius comes out of a pure state, and before I worked to get purity back into my life, it was very hard for me to do any good original work. I more recycled what I'd already seen and just reiterated what I'd already done. There was not much genius in what I did. I was opportunistic. I did some clever things. I've had a good life. I've had a lot of education. But at the same time, those things aren't genius. You don't need a good life. You don't need an education. You don't need most anything from the world except a pure, open heart that looks out at the world and plays with things and messes around with things and tries new things and sees how things are and how they might be. A pure heart is all that is required at the core of being a genius. Now, practically, there's lots of other things that go along with that in our world. And so that's why there's 28 days instead of just one. But this one day is just as important as each of the others, and especially in the aspect of purity. Lots of things I go through with you are really about purifying yourself. So today we talk specifically about purity, of cleansing, of dropping all those negative ideas you have about yourself, of letting go of the burdens you have on your learning, on your interactions with the world. So what I'll do next is talk about, in the basics, how to recognize those burdens and then how to go about dropping them, because you can't do anything to become more pure if you don't see all the ways in which you are currently feeling impure. If you don't see all the baggage and the dirt that you are claiming, you are saying, this is mine, because that's what I did. I had all this dirt in my life and I said, this is mine, this is mine, this is who I am, as if they were things in my house that I owned. I literally had things in my house that I owned that were symbolic of that dirt that I felt on my soul. And those were mine, that's mine. And in order to do anything, those first must be recognized. And you have to see, oh, this is getting in the way. This is hurting me. This was something bad that happened to me that I've held onto in one way or another. And now I can drop it and be free of it. So the things that happen to us tend to put us in a prison. In a prison where we feel like we are all of the things that have happened to us, and we are limited by all the things that have happened to us, that we are no longer pure, but that we are simply a function of who we've been. And being pure is a state of not being anything. You are nothing. And that's what I try and be, is nothing. When people say, oh, I really like how you are, I think you're great, or I really like this about you. What you like about me is the nothing, the space that's there for you to be yourself, for you to discover yourself. What you like is that somewhat of a drone approach to life I try and have, where I'm just here to help. I'm not anything. I'm not anyone. And that's purity. I'm just here to see what's going on. And that's all. And that's a great, peaceful way to live. So now I'll talk to you more about how I've recognized all of the dirt and burdens in my life and how I've went about purifying myself from those to let the core of my inner genius roam free and be free in life, because that is a great gift to have. So I want that to be a gift you have. So thank you, and let's see what's next. Thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this video. When you want to keep watching more like this, I trust you'll subscribe on YouTube and follow the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist, because you'll get more videos like this almost every day where I'm just talking on and on about something that I think you might enjoy. If you want the screen capture video tutorials, I've got a video tutorials by Jerry Banfield playlist I think you might love and enjoy. What you've watched is part of Genius in 21 Days. This is a life-changing course that I've worked and continue working on myself to be at, live at, enjoy my full potential in life. You can see how I look now, 3 years after I filmed this course, versus the video itself. You can see a physical transformation in me that you can get going in this course yourself. I've seen reviews on it saying that this is a life-changing course, and I've experienced it for myself. You can take this course on Youthena. You might even be able to find a bit of a discount if you look in the coupons. You'll see it as a full 21-day curriculum on it here with 3 videos a day that you do here, and 2 or 3 videos you do a day. And the idea is you go through and do a practical exercise, and you do this as a part of a complete life of service and working to reach your maximum potential every single day. You do this as a part of expanding your mind, growing, and connecting. You also can take this course currently on Skillshare. When you go look in the description, you'll find a link on Skillshare. What's nice about Skillshare is that you get to take all the video courses on Skillshare, which means all my courses, plus there's 25,000 others. I get $10 when you use my link to join. Plus I get a few cents for every minute you watch on my videos. The downside of Skillshare, it is $15 a month or $96 a year if you hate subscriptions. You might prefer to just go buy the course on Youthena, where you can pay once and have it for life without that kind of commitment. If you really do want to get the full Jerry Banfield experience, check out the bundles on Youthena. You can get the Forever All Course Bundle, which gives you all my courses forever for one price. Or the very best experience is the Jerry Banfield Partners. It's a mastermind for doing good and earning more online. This is where you get into my inner circle. I have weekly voice calls every week. And I've got a partners-only Facebook group. You get access to experienced influencers and entrepreneurs online. What you might even do best with are the employment opportunities. I look within my partner group first for any new opportunities I have, which seem to be coming up a lot lately. Several of my partners have made something like 5 or 10 times as much as they invested in the partner membership just directly from me paying for services, things like graphic design, video editing, with partners. And so other partners have applied what we've learned and talked about to earn much more than that. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We love you. You're awesome. And since you're one of the few that's made it all the way to the end, I imagine I'll be seeing you again real soon. If you'd really like to get to know me, will you please buy my Speaker Meeting 2017 book on Audible or on Amazon? Because this is my incredibly honest autobiography. You will love hearing the stories of the worst, most challenging parts of my life in addiction and in recovery. How I've been gifted by so many kind and loving and generous people the life of my dreams today, and why and how I try and give back every single day. This you can get on Audible and on Amazon on paperback or Kindle. If you'd like to buy the book, will you please go to jerrybanfield.com and click the links there to buy it, because you will feel great knowing that helps me earn the most as the author.